We finally reached the end of The Real Housewives of Orange County over on HeyU, the home of reality TV. The third and final part of the reunion is done. Didn't need three parts. I've said it before and I've said it again. Like, a three-part reunion used to mean something. This was just not necessary. Look, it was explosive. There was a lot of screaming going on from one side of the couch to the other, primarily between Tamra and Gretchen. We are no fans of Gretchen over here or of Tamra. And there was a lot of blaming going on of each party. But, you know, just to go back to talk about why they were fighting, it was a bit of a deflection from Tamra on what she'd been doing. But it was Gretchen liking and following content, hateful content that was sort of anti-trans. Not really in line with being an ally to the community that she's claiming to be an ally of. So, yeah, look, over to you. I know that the fans are fighting in the comments section of our posts lately. It's getting a bit fiery. What did you think?
Oh, listen, I don't like Gretchen. And I feel like this person that came out, is it Slade? Like, Andy's sticking up for her saying, there's no way Slade would have known those details, you know, about all the stuff that was being leaked. I feel like he probably could have. I don't know. I don't like Gretchen. I'm so sick of Slade. Like you were saying last time we spoke about it, like he needs to be gone. He's not a cast member and he's desperate to be a cast member. He needs to go back on the board of Pavarotti or whatever he is. Isn't he on some weird board of some?
The board of Pavarotti.
Liberace or something. Anyway, he needs to stick to that. Tamra, I can't stand her either, though. Like, I really find the arguments, it's so tit for tat. Tamra is screaming. The way that she screams, like, you know, that iconic moment where we've got, and that's my opinion. But now she's just doing it all the time. It doesn't make you be heard just because you scream the loudest. It doesn't make you right because you scream the loudest. I can't stand Tamra. I can't stand Gretchen. I don't care about the fight because it's been bringing up things from years and years ago. The liking of the posts, I think that Gretchen would have liked those posts. And I think there's a difference of being an ally and then truly standing up for someone. And I think that's a difference. Being friends with someone who's trans does not make you an ally of a community.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I believe that, you know, everyone has their right to vote or believe in however and whatever they want on the show. But then Vicky's come out this week saying she doesn't think Heather belongs in the cast because she has left beliefs and the OC is a Republican town. Now, I don't think that that's right either because it's good to have variety. Everyone does have differing views, but I do think that when your views are against somebody and it's their rights that are being taken away and it's something that you've got no idea about, I don't think that that's the right way to be, you know, liking or encouraging those sorts of posts. As far as a three-part reunion, it didn't need to happen. They were reserved for special seasons where something massive happened and now it's all three parts.
Yeah. It wasn't necessary. One thing that I found kind of funny while I was watching that third episode is they kept putting the camera on Katie for her reaction to things where she wasn't there.
Yeah.
And she would go like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And it happened so many times that it actually became quite comical. It was a little bit weird. I don't know whether she'd be back next season, but it was like, why are they trying to involve her reaction? We don't need it right now. That was a bit odd. The thing they got right this season was taking the cast to Amsterdam and getting them high because it was so funny. Shannon was so funny and it's just, I cannot get the smile off my face when I'm watching those scenes and that's what they need to harness more of. I'm not saying everyone needs to be under the influence for every single episode, but they've got to find the fun.
And the friendship. So I'm hoping that bringing Vicky back, she is controversial, but you do need that. But she's funny controversial. Tamra's just controversial. Gretchen, I don't know. I didn't like her early seasons. So I think that Vicky could bring back the controversy, but she's hilarious with the way that she is overly dramatic about things and she's got the towel over her head. Like I find Vicky funny, and the Vicky and Shannon friendship, if they're together, when they just get the giggles or they're genuinely just having fun in their friendship, drinking or not drinking or whatever, I find them funny and hectic. That's what I want to watch. And that's the formula that they're missing. And I think, I don't know if you shared it with me, but I did see a meme where the OC is no longer about a show of women being friends. It's about a show of women trying to stay on a show. It's too much breaking of the fourth wall. There's too much storming off and quitting and talking to producers. I don't want that. No.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.